We Got the Geek is recorded before a live studio audience.
This switch, then this switch. That activates it. Then you push this button, which will give you 5 minutes to get out of there. Now, whatever you do, don't push this button, because that will set off the bomb immediately, and we'll all be dead. Now, repeat back what I just said.
I'm Groot.
Uh-huh.
I'm Groot.
That's right.
I'm Groot.
No! Now, that's the button that will kill everyone. Try again.
I'm Groot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Groot?
Uh-huh.
I'm Groot.
No! That's exactly what you just said! How is that even possible? Which button is the button you're supposed to push? Point to it. No!
Hey, you're making him nervous!
Shut up and give me some tape! Does anybody have any tape out there? I want to put some tape over the death button.
All right, gang. Once again, we have reconvened at Water Raven Manor.
Yeah. We have a manor.
Right?
Yeah. It's a dump site.
We should put an echo in.
Yeah.
To show that it's huge and cavernous.
So in case you haven't realized, the whole gang's here.
Yay!
Yes!
2018.
Let's intro. We have Sarah J.
Hello, hello.
We have the Wonder Librarian.
I'm here.
Water Raven.
Yeah!
And the Mighty Josh.
Heyo!
Mighty Josh. I like that. That's good.
And we're here for a very good reason. We're actually going to do our top 10 movies of 2017. Well, the snacks. Life got in the way last year. We didn't get to do one of these.
Yeah.
But we're going to do one this year.
Yeah.
It's
coming at you.
I'm curious to see what all our top 10s are like, how they line up, how they don't line up.
Yeah.
I will say this to Sarah. I did manage to see a Terry Crews movie from 2017.
Wow. Great.
Didn't make my list.
Does it get an honorable mention?
No, because it was Sandy Wexler.
Oh, okay, yeah, never mind.
Considering you know of all the struggles that he has.
But I do understand his struggles. Yeah. I watch his videos for inspiration.
Francois Truffaut's Breathless. What? Terry likes foreign films.
WWTD. What would Terry do?
So I found this year that there were too many movies, so I had to do some honorable mentions that didn't make the list.
Mm-hmm. I have a few honorable mentions.
Well, you start, and then I'll say some, too.
Okay, the honorable mentions I have four of them.
All right.
These did not make my top 10 list. Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man Tell No Tales. That was very good. Did not make the list for... just
there's
personal
just
reasons.
Ones.
Yeah. Beauty and the Beast.
Okay.
Honorable mention.
Wow, I would have thought that would have made your list.
It didn't make my list.
Put it on.
And I loved it, but not list worthy. Spider-Man Homecoming. Mm-hmm. Honorable mention.
Sinzies.
Yeah.
I had that one down there too.
And Bright. Honorable mention.
Okay.
I liked it. It could have been better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have three.
I win. I had four.
Well, you win. First one is The Kingsman 2.
Okay.
Which was awesome, but then I saw something at the end of the year that bumped it from the list. Second one was Jumanji.
Okay.
I wanted to see
that. I haven't seen that.
It was really good.
It was very good.
Karen Gillan all the way. But by this point, I had my top 10, and I didn't feel like fiddling with it.
See, I didn't have my top 10 yet.
They referenced the original in that
one?
Yeah, a few times.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, they did.
Because I love that original one.
So. And it was so good.
The last one, I have to mention it. We were all there for it. Heroes Manufactured.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I have five. I'm putting Heroes Manufactured. I have five on my list.
So,
we can all safely say we love that.
Yes. Yes. How about you guys? Any of you guys have honorable mentions?
I managed to whittle mine down, so do you have any, Sarah or Josh?
Yeah, I'll go. Wonder Woman was an honorable mention.
Okay.
Blade Runner 2049.
Oh.
Pirates of the Caribbean, The Wall, and Okja.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Wall, like, the only honorable thing about that movie was the CGI and the armor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the armor was, oh my god, so beautiful, but the rest of the movie was crap, so.
Yep. Glad it made some kind of impact.
Yes. All right.
Cool. All right.
Should we jump into our number 10?
Let's do the list.
Oh, no. Oh,
whoa, Sarah's...
Water Raven.
Water Raven is
honorable
thinking.
Honorable mention.
Now she's
adjusting her list.
So.
Honorable mention.
So.
There's a movie that I felt was very good, for the most part, that I think a lot of people skipped over, which frustrates me.
Okay.
Not you guys, but the world.
Okay.
I've got lots of problems with the world right now.
You're in trouble, world.
Uh-oh.
This is also another one. Valerian.
Oh.
Valerian.
Oh.
Yeah. So,
I'm sorry, by the way, I didn't like it.
I know you didn't.
I didn't see it.
My
reasoning is that I started watching it, and then I realized the lead actor was the guy who played Harry in Amazing Spider-Man 2, and
yeah.
I hate that guy.
That doesn't bother me. The issue that I had with Valerian... So, first of all, the beginning of Valerian is amazing.
Yeah, the opening sequence.
The opening scene where humanity unites...
David Bowie playing.
Yeah, and then eventually the aliens come, and then more aliens come, and it turns into this huge space station that has to leave Earth, and it's a symbol of the unity of the galaxy. Amazeballs. Amazeballs. I love all of that. I loved the story with the people, the aliens that we see in the beginning. And I love the story, and I love just seeing the station as we go from spot to spot. Mm-hmm. And as much as I don't really give a shit about Rihanna, she did a great job. So,
oh, I didn't know she's in that.
Yeah, she's in it. I don't care about her at all.
To her part. I'm sorry.
Jason, we're breaking up.
I saw Harry. I was like,
there
nope.
There might be some fights tonight.
We
there
are breaking up!
Headline, murder in the Water Raven
manner.
That's right.
So before you kill me, continue.
Yeah. So I loved all of that stuff. I was thoroughly impressed. But what bothered me beyond belief is that the two main characters look like twins. They look related. Like, the same eyebrows, the same face. I'm like, when I first saw the trailers, I thought, they must be brother and sister, or clones.
Yeah.
Because they look so much alike.
And
so,
then they kiss.
So when you see when you see the romance, you're like, I'm sick.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, you're like,
oh my god.
Too close for comfort.
Maybe that's not illegal in the future.
Maybe it's not, but they're not related in the future, but I mean, it's insane how much they look alike.
Yeah.
And it really bothers me. And she played the Enchantress in Suicide Squad.
Is that who that is?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Enchantress. And I actually like the actress.
Yeah.
But they just looked related, and it made me uncomfortable.
Yeah. Mm.
But I love, like, there's this whole scene, this whole section, sorry, where they're actually in an interdimensional market. So when you look at it from our world, it looks like literally a desert with a wall around it. And you're like, why are these guards, you know, like, got guns with all these tourists walking around, right? And there's no, you can't see anything. It's just a desert with people. But then when you put the interdimensional gear on, you see a whole world. And you can shop in this interdimensional market. And it's so cool.
Okay.
And it's done by the same guy who did The Fifth Element, right?
So, yeah.
See, I love that.
Yeah, yeah.
That was
so,
a great
like,
movie.
Those elements of that movie were incredible. But just the main characters, you're like, oh, you'll feel a little sick right now.
Yeah.
If they would have swapped out the guy with, like, Channing Tatum or something.
Anything would have done
that. Terry Crews.
Oh, my God. If that movie had...
Yeah, you know what? If it was a different actor, I would have continued watching.
Right?
Yeah.
It could have just done... It could have been anything.
Yeah.
Anything else. It could have been another
one.
Well,
the weird thing was is that he was saying that he was in, like, the military service for, like, what, 15 or 20 years?
Yeah, but they look like they're 19.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're just like...
He could have been in it since he was 4, I guess.
I guess.
In the future.
They start them young, then.
Yeah, so they just, they look too young, they look related, but everything else about that movie was incredible. The graphics, the cinematography just blew my mind. So that one's definitely in honorable mention for May.
Mm-hmm.
And Josh mentioned Okja. Which was a Netflix release.
See, yeah, that's why I didn't. I knew it was sad. I heard, and I didn't want to see it.
It's sad, but it's also really good. They're like, the vegans are hilarious because they're like vegan ninjas. but they're also like they'll stop people from like hurting Oakja, but like the whole time they're like, oh, sorry, vegan, non-violent vegan, and like so they're fighting people but in the most non-aggressive way, but they're also still ninjas. So
that's
it's
funny.
Yeah, it's
ninja
really
without touching.
Exactly. Yeah.
What aggressive ninjas.
So it's
that's
really,
just not
it's
that's
really
weird.
Good, but it's also dark. Like and it really has a view into consumerism, the factory farm industry, and the sad truth is that the creatures that they made, the Oakja, they are like hippo pig hybrid. That's what they look like, and that's what we're moving towards. That's the scariest part. Is that, like there was an article recently about chimeras, human pig hybrids. That they made, and so the pigs were pregnant with these babies, and then they aborted them because of the controversy. And I was just like, God, this is messed up, right? Like, are we really doing this stuff?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so the purpose behind that was so that they could get more human
organs
from the pigs. But I mean, then, you know, all sorts of moral issues there, right? So when you're watching the movie, you see this dark side of that. And I have to say, I've always been a fan of Jake Gyllenhaal. And Jake Gyllenhaal's always been, like, beautiful to me. Like, whenever I see him, I'm like, oh, my God, he's so dark and purple. You know, like Donnie Darko. Yeah, you knew exactly where I was going. And he's just he's an incredible actor. And you really... It is hard to like him in this movie. You see his kind of inner turmoil, but he's they made him gross. I was like, wow, like he's legit not attracted to me right now, and I don't know how I feel. So, but yeah, but the movie itself just really explores greed, consumerism, the way we lie to ourselves to stay comfortable, but it also shows you two sides of, you know, everybody, right?
Yeah.
So it's just a really interesting, it was a really interesting, thoughtful film, and I felt it had to be mentioned, but I was really I was shocked when Josh's aunt's like, oh, we saw it with the girls, we loved it, and I was like, what? Like,
yeah.
I don't think it's for children at all. It is not for children at all, like, in my opinion.
And it's like, it's not a movie that you love. It's a movie that you're like, oh, well,
they're
that's
like,
an eye-opener.
It's an eye-opener.
Or like Saving Private Ryan. I don't think anyone really loves that movie,
but
they can respect that movie,
yeah,
right?
Like
something. Yeah, so those were my honorable mentions.
Cool.
Okay. Yay!
All right, so we're going to jump into the top 10. I think we're going to start with the mighty Josh in his number 10.
Number 10.
Valerian.
Oh,
it just squeaked by, just, you know, and, it's, like, the difference between me and Sarah here is that I can kind
of
look past
lover's quarrel.
We're going to have to talk later. I can kind of look past the two main actors, but, overall it was a good movie. Other than those actors. So, that's that for that one.
Cool.
Valerian.
Water Raven, what was your number 10?
My bottom of the barrel was, the bottom of the best, I should say, was Blade Runner.
Okay.
2049?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What I would love to say about this movie is that when I sat there in the theaters, I felt that they had done the original so much justice, because I was like, this is what it must have felt like when everybody saw the first one in the theater for the first time.
Yeah.
I didn't have that. I found Blade Runner in the most ridiculous manner. You guys know I'm an internet whore, so I also love trance. I also love trance music, and back when I was like in high school, I was listening to Paul Oakenfold a lot. He's a trance DJ. And he has this one album called Gowa Mix Silver. And he actually, the whole album builds up, and it gets to this section in the middle where it opens up and it's quotes from Blade Runner. It's that scene with the rain.
Okay.
And
yeah,
it was the first time I heard him, that actor say, sorry, what's his name again?
Oh, the Rutger Hauer.
Yeah, it was the first time I heard him say, I've seen things you people wouldn't imagine.
Yeah.
You know, attack ships off the shores of Orion, you know, and I was just like, oh my God, what is this from?
Yeah.
So I scoured the internet to find where this came from. I was like, this movie sounds really good. And, you know, of course, when I find out Harrison Ford's in it, I need to watch it even more.
Yeah.
And so I own Blade Runner. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I own Blade Runner. I love it. So to be able to feel like I saw the movie for the first time in the theater, that was an incredible feeling. It was obviously dark. I mean, Blade Runner's mm-hmm. always been that way.
Yeah.
And I think the feel of the movie, they kept that. The only complaint I have is Jared Leto. Creepy as fuck. Sorry.
Yeah, but that's him in real life too.
Fuguck, I should say. Fuguck.
I think that was just for shock value. And
it was the worst. Like he was so unnecessarily disgusting that like he threw the movie for me. Any scenes with him made me twitchy in my stomach.
It was almost like misplaced, even. Like it was it seemed like it was there just for shock value, and you're like, what is this really adding?
Yeah, we didn't need him to be that bad, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the ultimate requirement. Yeah, the ultimate scene, which, God, that was an epic ending scene for literally just being like three people. And not, you know, like, we're so used to Marvel and DC and everything now, mm-hmm. where we've got at least 10 people, explosions, half the city's destroyed. To have a scene where you're just like, what the heck is going to happen here? Are they going to drown? Are they all going to die? And it's just three of them, mm-hmm. and it's like, just on this beachside, and just to feel that intensity in that moment, I was like, this movie is awesome.
Yeah.
I was totally, and the twists, they were mm-hmm. great. I mean, mm-hmm. it misled you for how
you
long?
You really didn't see it coming.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's so, cool. Yeah, just an incredible movie. But Jared Leto freaked me out. So mm-hmm. I had to put that one at the bottom, and it shocks me a little bit because of my next pick. So.
Well, I'm gonna come back to Blade Runner in a second. We're going to take our first break.
Okay.
So we'll play an ad, perhaps some movie quotes, and then we'll be right back.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek and comic book needs.
I did your job once. I was good at it. Things were simpler then.
All right, we're back doing our top 10 of 2017.
Huzzah!
Just add on to Blade Runner 2049. Sarah and I are kindred spirits, I guess, because that was my number 10 movie as well.
Woo-hoo!
That's the movie that knocked Kingsman out of my top 10.
Oh.
Okay.
I saw it on the last day of 2017.
Mm-hmm.
I hate Ryan Gosling usually, but he was awesome in this movie.
Oh my God, right? You were like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
Do you hate him too?
I don't hate him. Okay. I just don't, I'm not in love with him.
Yeah, I think he's great. He's a little overrated sometimes.
Yeah.
But I nailed the acting.
Yeah. I agree with everything you said, like that final scene and all that, but how awesome was that scene with him and Harrison beating the crap out of each other in front of hologram Elvis?
So good!
Yeah, that was
spoilers.
Shoot.
Okay. Hopefully people have seen it by now.
I haven't seen it yet. I gotta watch it.
I can't remember the last time. I mean, you know, I've seen indie films, and then I've seen our Hollywood films. Unfortunately, lately, it's just been a flood of Hollywood films.
Mm-hmm.
But this movie just seemed to be its own creature.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was really good.
I was impressed.
Visual, really nice shots in it.
All right, so Wanderer Librarian. What was your number 10?
I don't know how you guys are going to feel about this, but I put Justice League at number 10.
Okay.
All right. So I'm down with it.
I'm sure that it's probably higher on some of your list.
I'll never tell.
And you know what? Even if it is, like, that's where it's...
Surprisingly, Blade Runner was a lot higher on my list.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah, girl.
Yeah. Why was it number 10? There was a lot of good movies this year.
Mm-hmm.
I have to put it there because, although I really liked it, because I really loved Aquaman.
Yeah,
I thought he had a great personality, and this was like a nice, fresh version of DC.
I wasn't looking at his personality.
She wasn't.
It wasn't just like mopey and stuff. It was more like you saw a little more humor and character development. Wonder Woman was back again. I thought she was really good. I'm still not crazy about Ben Affleck as Batman. Like, he's not really selling it for me.
Podcast is over.
And, he's okay. It's just that there's... I can't get over Michael Keaton. I don't think I ever will. No one can ever top him. So that's
fair.
Michael Keaton, yeah. Ooh, yeah.
I know. So, the Henry Cavill mustache thing came up quite a bit. That was very distracting.
I didn't really notice it.
I just noticed, like, one side they seemed to do really good, and then the other side was a little bit droopy. Yeah. But I like the Flash guy.
Does he have Bell's palsy?
Yeah.
Okay, this is my second, like, number 9. It's just above.
Oh, jump in.
Justice League?
Yeah.
Okay. Jump in there.
Yeah.
But, I agree with you on so many things. What upset me though is because I already had problems with Wonder Woman. I mean, believe me, I was like, yay, like female superhero and everything. But I think, and I'm just gonna shove this in here really quickly, that Rey is way more of an incredible role model for women anywhere than Wonder Woman will ever be.
Totally.
But going back to Wonder Woman and Justice League. Her skirt was shorter. Mm-hmm. I was like, you've got to be shitting me. We already know what she looks like naked based on what she's wearing. Okay? I was just like, this is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Why is her skirt shorter?
And what I didn't love about that is that because Wonder Woman, she was her own, like, dominant person, but then when she was in this team, it was like, they were doing that stuff with the Flash where it's like, ooh, and, like, thinking about her, and, like, I thought she kind of faded in the background a little bit.
Yeah, she was
she didn't
a little
get
bit,
as many,
yeah.
like... Woohoo parts as she
yeah.
and that was
she
good.
Yeah
it was and like, Zack Snyder.
It was like, oh, they, she had her movie, now let's focus
yeah.
on everyone else.
And then Aquaman was legitimately just eye candy. I was just like, DC, come on. Like, you got to do what Marvel did. You have to have the standalones and build up to the team.
Well, that's because, the other thing I thought, too, is although I thought they did good with introducing all these new characters and giving them a little bit of personality, I'm like, still, it's like still lacking something that Marvel
did. I was like, can somebody explain to me why Aquaman is... like literally
so
freezing
angry.
In ice. Like, why is he shirtless in iceberg water? Can anyone explain this to me? Mm-hmm. Like, you know. And then he goes down to Atlantis, and they look pissed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why are they mad at him? I don't know. Right.
It's almost like they're doing the opposite of Marvel, where they're like, okay, here they all are, and then they're backing up and going, but here they were, here's how they're working.
Yeah, maybe that's what they're doing,
maybe
but
they're flipping.
But it's discombobulating.
And then
right?
I thought that the bringing back Superman with the weird energy thing.
That was the one part of the movie I didn't like.
Yeah.
But
and then
he came back, gosh.
Oh my god.
Oh, I was like, huh? Like, I was vibrating. I was like, powering up. I was like, Thundercats,
that was a good point.
Yeah, but like, no, I was like, I could not sit down. I was so excited.
Yeah,
to
not gonna lie. That was the best scene of the whole movie when he comes
was
back.
So angry too.
Yeah, and he fights everybody.
Yeah.
And oh my god.
When you see the Flash and he realizes that Superman can see him.
I
was laughing so hard.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I was so upset with this movie. Like, why couldn't they just like leave his mustache on? I mean, it would explain things. He was dead, and your hair continues
to
grow when you die.
He had a contract with the other movie to have the mustache.
Yeah,
on. Don't you think it's easier to just put a fake one on?
Anything instead of CGI.
In the comics, when he died and came back, he had long hair, and
right,
he had like a you know.
When you die, your hair keeps growing. Okay,
yeah.
So it would have been fine.
Yeah, who cares?
Or you know, like Danielle said, use a fake mustache in the movie because CGI CGI in his face, when they open up with those kids interviewing Superman, I thought it was a different actor. I was like, whoa, I am not okay with this.
Really obvious, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I am not okay with this. I was about to have a shit fit in the theater.
I was like, is he on drugs? Like, yeah. What's he doing?
He's got the
I thought I was going to throw down and, like, flip some chairs and punch that one guy. So, like, I was real upset, and then I realized they CGI'd his face, and I was like, oh, holy Jesus.
Yeah. I was like, this is next level.
Who makes this mistake? Who makes this mistake at their level? You know what I mean? They should be way more professional than this.
Mm-hmm.
So I was shocked. But overall...
good.
It was great. It was fun.
Well,
I went in there...
The plot of the movie was really lacking. Like, I gotta get all these damn boxes. It's like...
Fail.
At the movie, I was like snickering because I'm like, this is Lord of the Boxes.
Yeah.
Oh, everyone gets a box. One box to rule them all. I was like, man.
It's kind of like a
Flamingo box.
what do you call them? Stones? I don't know. I forgot what they're called.
Well, you know, that was scattered throughout the universe. It wasn't placed under protection of these three realms, right? So,
and it was a little too easy.
Yeah, but still, despite all of my complaining, I went in there just expecting to leave, wanting my money back, and crying, rethinking my life, probably some sort of existential crisis. But I actually left having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow, yeah, I'd see that again. I'm going to own that. Yeah.
So there we go.
Yeah, good job, DC.
Getting better. Keep it up. Thanks, DC.
You have the approval of Wonder Librarian.
Number 10.
What's your 10, sir?
My number 10 movie is The Girl with All the Gifts.
Oh.
Yeah,
Tell us about it.
I went.
I like where you're at.
It was... And I heard about it from Water Raven, and when we were here one time, and I had to see it, and I watched it, and I loved it. It was such a different take on the zombie movie, and the plot, and everything, and these kids who have the zombie virus, but are... like functioning, like they can think and they can talk and they have their motor skills and their faculties and everything, but they carry the zombie virus. So like they're between two worlds.
Mm-hmm.
They're like a zombie human hybrid. And Glenn Close was absolutely brilliant in this movie.
All the characters.
Everybody shocked you with
their genuine.
And the girl who played the main character, the girl.
Blows your mind.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She was just fantastic. For her age and everything, she was just so good. It was so well done. The only thing I didn't like, and I was kind of really upset, was about the ending when she sets fire to the tree.
Oh, yeah.
And turns all the survivors into zombies. And it was like...
Well, I think it was
a fresh start.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, what I took from that scene was it was going to happen.
Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah.
So, and I think she had just gotten tired of losing people.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm just going to do it now.
Yeah, and you know? Then the because teacher was stuck in the in that trailer.
Yeah,
that,
spoiler for everyone.
Yeah, sorry.
Yes, yeah.
It's been out a while now, people, so.
Deal with it.
Was it?
But go see it if you haven't. It was an
independent.
Yeah.
It was just so well done. It really, yeah. And so I had to put it on the list because it's not in the top five or anything, but it had to be in my top 10.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really pleasantly surprised by it.
The effects were good.
The effects were great. Yep. And it wasn't overly gory or visceral.
No.
But it had enough that it helped progress the story.
Yeah.
And it was really good. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Really strong start. Really pulls you in.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, and it makes you think. Yeah. You know? It was really good. I was happy with it.
Cool. We already know Water Raven's 9 was Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
Spectacular, Josh. What was your number 9?
It has to be Justice League as well.
Okay.
Yeah, like it just kind of squeaked by. pretty much Water Raven and Wonder Librarian hit all the points, and I already put my 2 cents in about the plot. So,
hey, all right, Wonder Librarian, up to you.
For my number nine, I went with Hidden Figures. I don't know if you guys saw
it. I haven't seen it. I want to see it.
I've actually seen it.
All the things.
Actually twice now. Once on a plane, once here.
Game Grumps, ref.
Oh, I know Game
Grumps. I love Game Grumps.
Sweet.
Ross.
So, Hidden Figures is a real story about the, in the 1960s, the black ladies that helped with the NASA space program. And what I went, kind of went with for my top 10 list was stuff that made me go, yay, and like just made my heart soar.
Yep.
And that was one of those movies that when you're watching it, you get really emotionally involved with it. And it was just really awesome to see, because it was about three really smart women. One was an engineer, one was a mathematician. And the other was a computer whiz.
Nice.
And it was about, like, seeing... And also, Sheldon was in it. So he was, like, that little, like, mathematician that was always trying to bring one of the smart ladies down. But it was just cool. Like, it was, like, a historical piece. But then you're just... You're thinking, like, you're watching these smart women deal with all this BS. But then they're still just, like, they're owning it.
Yeah.
And then part of it is one of them has to calculate... a go or no go point for a really important, because it was the space race and everything like that. So just really cool to see a 1960s piece with that kind of stuff that you don't normally get to talk about.
I'm gonna have to see that.
It was really good.
Yeah,
man,
I like
right
I like
era radar.
Pieces sometimes.
Cool.
Well,
no,
it was 2016 and I screwed that up.
I think that's this year. I might not have. I haven't been watching a lot of things that aren't science fiction fantasy lately. So
yeah.
I periodically let things get in that aren't, you know, escapism. But typically, I like when I'm watching something, I want to be wowed.
Yeah.
There was one scene that I really liked in it, and it was the one girl that was a mathematician. She was working with a bunch of like white men. Kevin Costner was their boss, and
Costner down. I'm in.
So she'd have to, because it was like black and white bathrooms. So she'd have to like run all the way across.
Oh God.
NASA just to go to the bathroom. Jeez. And so she comes back one day and she has this meltdown because he's like, "Where do you go every day?" And she's like, "I have to run all the way." Blah blah blah. And there's a scene where Kevin Costner literally takes a mallet and he's like wrecking the signs that say colored over the bathroom.
That's incredible.
And then he's like, "Everyone pees the same," and I was like, "Yeah, everyone does." I was like, "This is the best part of the movie."
That's
awesome.
I was just like,
that sounds cool.
I'm so glad he's in that kind of role. I couldn't take it if he was in a racist role. I'd cry.
Yeah.
And like Kevin Costner, he was
a hero.
Racing Superman.
Yeah.
So, see Hidden Figures. It was good.
All right, Sarah, before we go to the commercial break, hit us with your number nine.
Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah, that's my number nine as well. That's my number nine as well. And before you get to your review, I just want to hit Josh up with some more Korg impression.
Oh, hey, man.
Oh, my God, I love that.
On the spaceship here. Want to join?
Yes. Piss off, ghost.
He was like the best part of the whole thing.
It's not a regular circle. It's more like a freaky circle.
I like Jeff Goldblum in it.
All right, so...
Jeff Goldblum, who literally... This is how I feel this happened. They were like, we have this role... We'll dress you up. You just show up.
Yeah.
And you just respond.
Just be yourself.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Take it away, Jeff.
Yeah.
Like,
pretty much.
My brother was chip right in your front.
It's raining chips on my lap.
That's the best kind.
I really...
There's no visuals, but, you know.
Yeah.
On any other planet, I'd be a million years old, bonds a car, and he just smiles.
What are some of your thoughts to make this your number nine movie?
It was... I liked it, but... Some of it was just a little over the top. Like, some of the humor, it was just constantly, like joke, 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 joke. It's like, okay, we get it. You're trying to be funny.
Yeah.
And you are funny, but
really
you need to, like, take a step back. Let us breathe. The visuals, the imagery, beautiful. I liked it, and I kind of liked how it was. It had the same kind of Guardians of the Galaxy feel.
Mm-hmm.
Color wise and feel wise,
and it was a little more spacey than usual.
It was a little more spacey than usual because I mean, and there's a whole point for it being spacey. I can't talk. Edit that out.
We'll see.
But and I love the director. And he did the voice of Korg.
The director.
Yeah. I can't pronounce his name.
No one can. But
What We Do in Shadows.
He was in What We Do in the Shadows.
And I loved it.
So good.
It was fantastic. And he does have a wicked sense of humor.
When did What We Do in the Shadows come out? 2016.
Yeah.
It's been on my list, man.
Yeah. And so it was just, but they could have kind of, like, you know, backed off on a lot, like.
Yeah, Thor never would have hit himself in the head with a ball.
No,
I didn't like him losing his eye.
No, yeah, that, I didn't they like kept that either. It too.
They
I
did,
but did you?
But now he looks like Odin.
For, the trailers for
Infinity Wars.
Yeah,
yes.
He's got two eyes in that.
No, that was a that was a trick.
Was it? Is it a trick?
It was a trick.
Because
they didn't want to give it away in Thor Ragnarok, so they filmed a teaser with him with both eyes, and then because the new trailers for Infinity Wars, it's him with a patch again.
Well, yeah, they also did a recent photo shoot where he has the hammer still too.
Yeah,
to throw people up.
Yeah, because
then there's so
the hammer's gone, which that ticked me off too.
Yeah.
I forget that
I
girl's
spit
name
in
but
DC's
cool.
General Direction because Marvel's so good.
Oh, you.
But I understood why.
On TV, they're good. You see.
They broke the hammer.
They're good on TV and in cartoons.
I understand why they went with the route breaking the hammer, having the hammer destroyed by Hela, because I think Thor was using it as
a crutch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He and thought that was his power.
But it's not.
The hammer's
not the power. It's him.
It's the idea of
with the power, and he just uses it as a focal.
Reach out.
But
reach
really,
out.
Though, the emotions when, you know, when Odin goes and then.
Oh, yeah, that was devastating.
Later,
yeah. I cried.
But what I felt like seeing Asgard destroyed.
Yeah.
Oh, I just.
Sarah, Asgard's not a place, it's a people.
Yeah, come on.
Uh-oh.
He's like, the foundation, we can rebuild.
I know.
No,
it was a really good rainbow road, and it was really balling.
Asgard was the most beautiful place I think I've seen in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah.
To see that go was so difficult.
Yeah.
I didn't like the fact that the Warriors 3 died like they did.
No, that ticked me off.
And
that's why it's number 9.
The whole movie.
Yeah.
I was like, where the hell? How are they going to explain this? Are we ever going to see her again?
Well, that's...
You know?
And I was like, what happened to the Warriors 3?
Yeah.
That ticked me, and that's one of the reasons also why it was number 9.
Yeah, there was some... He needs to go outside or something. Get outside, please.
All right, so like I said, that
the
was...
The dire wolf keeps trying to eat everybody's food. He needs to go
fine.
And eat
my chip.
So that was also my number 9 movie. When we come back, you guessed it, number 8.
When we get back to where my position is, where Ragnarok, I got things to say.
Yeah.
I got things.
Stay tuned, loyal listeners. There's more We Got the Geek still to come.
Kristen Hunter, also known as Kiki, is a Canadian artist specializing in polymer clay creations. Being a geek at heart, most of her work is nerd-themed. Kristen has several lines of geeky creations, including steampunk, comic, and video game-inspired work, as well as sushi-themed jewelry. Kristen is always excited to create the perfect custom piece for any theme or occasion. Please check out our website at kikiscustomcreations.com.
I give you your incredible...
Yes! We know each other. He's a friend from work.
Oh, come on.
All right, we are back with our top 10 list of 2017. I'm going to hit up the amazing Josh for his number 8.
Alrighty, I'll start things off with Ghost in the Shell. Yeah, I thought the movie was great overall. Scarlett Johansson, she actually blew me away because I was going into the movie, I was like, I don't know about this. And her acting was just awesome. The visuals were great. The storyline was amazing as well. Honestly, just one of those movies you just have to see. The reason it's number 8 is because it's one of those movies that I probably see maybe once a year or once every other year or something, but definitely not all the time. So that's why it's number 8 for me.
Cool. Sarah?
Number eight for me was Girl with All the Gifts. So we already talked about that pretty extensively. The only reason it's a little bit lower is some of the kind of zombie hybrid kids towards the end. I was like, this is a little weak. Like some of the acting there, I was like, kind of lost me a little bit. But the beginning of the movie, the middle, very solid. And then Ghost in the Shell for me is actually number seven, I think. Ghost in the Shell, I went to Anime North last year, and I went on a panel and discussed Ghost in the Shell pretty extensively, and we had three women and two middle-aged white men, and only one woman was Asian. So, and the panel was about the controversy of Scarlett Johansson being a white woman in, you know, Hong Kong.
Yeah.
It was a really interesting panel, a lot of interesting points. What Jeannie said, or J.F. Garrard, the author that I shared the panel with, is that the Asian community in North America, they were upset because there are not a lot of leading Asian roles in North America. And if there is an Asian person, they tend to be the token Asian person somewhere in the background. And it is a pattern. We don't, just think about how many movies you've seen with a leading Asian character. It's just, in North America, we just typically have white actors playing the main roles, and then we've got some, you know, African-American actors that get in there as well, but not a lot of Asian actors and actresses in these main roles. So I can really see where they're coming from. That would have been a great role for an Asian character to play. But then the Asian community in Asian countries are like, well, why are you upset about that? I mean, if we were going to do, say, Friends here in our own country, we would cast a bunch of Asian characters, and then we would, put an Asian spin on it that we can relate to. So I can see both sides 100%. But at the same time, Scarlett Johansson looks like the anime.
Yeah.
I've seen the anime, and its likeness was unreal. Mm-hmm. And the idea was that the shell was made by a white corporation in Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Hong Kong in the future, and there was a mixture. There was, there was more white people there, but there was also, of course, the Asian community there. So, I'll take it. But what was insane was while we were in that panel, I'm sitting there, and I was thinking to myself, was there a deeper meaning to this movie of an Asian character who was taken from her body and put into a white one? Was there something about that?
So she is the ghost in the shell.
Yeah, she is the ghost in the
shell. Interesting.
Yeah, so I remember all of us at the panel. Yeah, I remember all of us at the panel just kind of thinking about that after we said it, and we just had this moment.
Huh.
But the movie itself, the visuals were incredible. I was like, wow, look, I haven't seen Scarlett Johansson really act since Ghost World.
That's a good one.
I liked her in The Island too, to be honest.
I really liked her in that.
I haven't really seen her really get
to Black Widow for a while.
For me, Black Widow just annoys the hell out of me.
She's not great.
Get away.
She's not my favorite Avenger. She's not my favorite part of the MCU.
She's
so
just there.
Yeah, but to see Scarlett Johansson in this to see the feeling in a especially portrayed in something that is, a woman who technically can't feel anymore because she's in a shell.
Yeah.
Right? So, anyway, it was just, it was a really good movie. It was very similar to the anime. And there were elements of the movie I liked better than the anime, and, of course, elements of the anime I like better. So, my monologue ends.
And that was your number seven.
Yeah, I think
we're on eight.
No, but we already discussed the Girl.
I think it's because we did on
so we skip your turn when
now.
It comes to seven.
Okay. So I'm on eight.
All right, Wonder Librarian, number eight.
All right, so I almost forgot that I saw this, but I keep lists and spreadsheets of everything I see. Lego Batman. So, and again, with my feelings, I remember watching that movie and just laughing my butt off the entire time. And
it's gone. I can't see it.
Oh, yeah, I know. The part that sticks out the most for me is I liked how they did the, like, typical Batman, like, in the Batcave, like, doing normal stuff, and how they kind of, like, blew it out of proportion, like, him making his own lobster in the microwave. Yeah. Like, he's just like, oh, I'm just going to have this lobster. And, like, I forget the name of the guy that does the voice. I always
forget. Will Ferrell. Yeah. Will Ferrell. Oh, my God. Nope, sorry.
Yeah, I think if I'm as Joe from Arrested Development.
Yeah.
I thought he was a great Batman voice, and I just really enjoyed that overall. I didn't love Michael Cera as the really annoying Robin, who was like, oh, my God, adopt me. Oh, look, I'm so cute. But, I don't know, overall, I thought it was a fun and really cute movie, so I stuck it on my list there. Yeah.
Cool.
No, we need to see that now. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes.
Hun.
Yes.
Number eight,
Justice League for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because just so many things about it, like the CGI, although I didn't really notice it, I knew it was there.
But when you notice it, you
notice it. But when you notice it, you can't stop staring at it. You're just thinking,
like, oh. You're overanalyzing it.
And Flash was hilarious. Yeah.
You know what? I love him as the Flash.
I think a lot of people were afraid because of the
TV Flash.
We love Barry.
Yeah.
We love our man, Allen.
You know what? I liked Jason Momoa a lot as Aquaman. I think he brought something really unique to the role instead of just, like, the useless blonde guy who talks to fish.
Yeah.
Like, he brought something.
Make him a badass, I think.
Yeah, and you know what? They succeeded.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and here's a bunch of creatures. I'm just gonna throw this fish man at them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, I loved it. Just toss him.
But he Cyborg was fantastic.
Yeah.
He was cool.
The actor who played Cyborg, and just the way that they did, you know, how he looked, was just brilliant. My issues with Justice League were the director, Zack Snyder, not my favorite right now because of how much he changed Wonder Woman, and the costume designer for, you know, because there was that whole thing about the Amazon women and their costumes.
Some of them were still dressed in full armor.
Some of them were, but
there were, like, a couple in the background.
A lot of them I noticed were, like, wearing these skimpy, and I'm like,
yeah, I thought they got a little.
And, like, you said, Wonder Woman's skirt got shorter.
I'm gonna be real with you though. If I had those bodies, I would wear the shit out of those costumes.
Yeah. It's like,
what do you mean if you have that body?
Yeah, I
know. Oh, Water Raven.
Yeah, I'd slay Leia all over the con.
But what ticked me off was because it's like, it's like in the video games when you play, like, when I play World of Warcraft, I had a paladin, and one of the armor sets I got was, like, this bikini metal
triangle,
like, bikini top,
triangle tit covers,
bare midriff, and chainmail leggings. And I was like, that's not going to protect me from Friggle.
Yeah.
So, and it was like that kind of thing. It's like, this is my armor? Are you freaking kidding me? Good luck.
Although, when the two Amazons were holding up the wall so that the queen could get out, one woman is a CrossFit athlete that Josh and I have been following for a couple years now.
Yeah. Well, they had
we were, like, roaring in the audience. We were like, whoa! Like, we were like, it's her! Like,
yeah, I know, and seeing those muscles just, like,
the movie, about Wonder Woman and Justice League, is that they used actual physically
strong.
But what drives me nuts is that Gal Gadot has to look like a supermodel who doesn't eat, but all the other Amazons are fit, beautiful athletes.
And that kills me because she was in the military.
Yeah, well, like, not all military jobs are physical, though, right?
So. Well, when you're in, like, she's Iranian.
Mm-hmm. Right? She's Israeli.
Israelian. When you're in the Israeli military, like, the women have to join up, they go through rigorous physical training, and they're fit. And so that bugged me, because, like, you could have put her to such great use and showed off that physicality, and you didn't.
Yeah.
So she brought up
pretty.
You brought up Zack Snyder. Just as an anecdote, all the Superman stuff in the movie was Joss Whedon. None of the Snyder Superman stuff survived the cut.
Oh.
Really?
I know, because it probably sucked.
You think so?
I think so.
I loved Man of Steel.
That was a good one.
My favorite DC movie apart from obviously Michael Keaton and the Christian Bale movies.
Is
my fave.
Yeah, but, like, all those Superman parts of Batman vs. Superman were awesome.
So good.
And I'll say this, if they don't do a Justice League 2 after that end credits scene, I'm going to be pissed.
Yes.
So the one thing I did want to say is I feel bad for not mentioning Cyborg, but it was because I didn't have any complaints about him.
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There were no complaints.
Absolutely none.
They were awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just loved it.
Yeah. But there was a moment there because Josh has this funny habit of watching video game segments like movies on YouTube. And Injustice, was it?
Yeah, Injustice.
Injustice 2. Huh?
So Josh is pumped thinking now that Superman's been revived by one of the mother boxes that he is going to be evil. There was a moment there, right? There was a moment there where you're like, he is pissed off.
Yep.
I didn't think he died angry.
Let me tell this to Josh then. That was in the script.
Yeah.
Until Joss Whedon came in.
Oh.
Yeah. Superman was going to be evil right when he came back.
I would have loved that.
That's where we disagree because Superman is a symbol to me.
Yeah.
And his symbol of hope, like that is the symbol of his house.
To bring back somebody and be pissed off about being brought back and be angry and evil totally negates who he's supposed to be.
It would have ripped my heart apart.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be
a beacon of hope and light and like the good guy. Yeah. And then it's like, oh, he's going to break everybody's neck and be mean.
You know what I did like?
Everyone just die.
I like when he threw the Affleck line back in his face.
That I like.
So good.
Do you bleed?
Yeah, that I like.
I loved when he showed up and fought with them because that's the Superman that I've always had in my heart, like growing up. Right? Mm-hmm. He's that hero. And so it just would have crushed me.
Yeah.
If they were like, it's time to have evil Superman now.
They could have saved what's her name? Lois Lane, like at the end. That would have been the antidote. For me, it would have been awesome if he went bad. Just went off, killed Steppenwolf, was going to do stuff with all the boxes, and they all tried to fight him, and they all lost. And then Lois Lane came in, and, you know, then he changed his ways, but I don't know.
Yeah, his love for her is so beautiful. But what I was expecting, the only thing that I felt like when she saw him, she should have just fallen to her knees crying. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like Lois should have just broken down in that moment because, you know, she was so strong. We've seen her so strong in every movie, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, like, if I were her and that, you know, and I had lost Superman, and then I saw him for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how strong you are. Mm-hmm. I would have just tears of joy, like just down on the ground, right?
Yeah.
So, but yeah. I'm
a fan of her as Lois.
I love her as Lois. I hated the other Loises. Ugh, every single
I like Terry Hatcher.
I just hate.
Do you want to talk about skinny women? No complaining about Gal Gadot after seeing Kate Bosworth in Superman Returns.
I barely remember that movie.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
Oh, Adam is in it.
There's just that like blackout period.
All right.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break, and then I'll hit you with my number 8.
Woohoo!
So here's an Adam stuff.
Hold on, true believers. There's more We Got the Geek after these words.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek and comic book needs.
Barry Allen. Bruce Wayne.
You said that like it explains why there's a total stranger sitting in the dark in my second favorite chair. Look, man, I don't know who you are, but whoever you're looking for...
So you're fast.
That feels like an oversimplification.
I'm putting together a team. People with special abilities. You see, I believe enemies are coming.
Stop right there. I'm in.
You are? Just like that?
Yeah. I need friends.
So we're back with our top 10. I'm going to give my number 8.
Yes.
And that would be John Wick, Chapter 2.
Oh, no.
I wanted to see that.
I was so excited this year because finally there were good action movies again.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys seen the first John Wick?
Yes.
I've seen both of them.
As soon as people were like, they killed his dog.
Thank you. I did not.
But they don't show it.
It doesn't matter.
I skipped that part.
His wife's also dead too. And
his who? No, it's the dog is what's upsetting.
Well, yeah.
They don't show it.
Doesn't matter.
It happens off camera.
It's horrible too. I wish they hadn't done that. But
it takes revenge for it.
Just for the beautiful. Keanu Matrix like kind of fighting. It's this, like visually stunning.
This is
like
Keanu,
how is he hitting everybody?
This is Keanu's best role, I think.
Wow.
And that's high praise.
Even over Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or the Lighthouse.
Whoa.
Yeah.
The two women in here mentioned Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, and then Josh is like, where the lake house?
Yeah. That was probably meant to be a red herring.
We're in the bizarro world all of a sudden.
Apparently.
He kicks ass in this movie. He has a bulletproof three-piece suit.
Okay, that's cool.
I want to see it.
I went to a John Wick
legit,
location.
That's what would I... That's I would become... I would invoke John Wick.
It is so good.
If yeah. somebody hurt my dog.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But it's like the ultimate revenge movie. I like the part where they're like, oh, he killed people with pencils, and you're like, how does that happen? And then they do like
a
pencil
Joker
thing.
Well, the Joker did it.
And this movie doesn't...
Is he a magic trick?
This movie doesn't really end with a happy ending, too. It, like, definitely sets up a third.
Mm-hmm.
For the second one.
For the second one, yeah. I don't want to give away too much, because I know you guys want to see it. It's really cool. It's a good action movie, and you see it. All right, we've heard Sarah's number seven. What is The Incredible Josh's number seven?
That's a tough one. Like, I'm looking at two movies right now.
Uh-oh.
I guess I'll have to say The Dark Tower.
So you wanted to see that.
Okay.
Yeah, just because it surprised the hell out of me because I heard all this terrible stuff about it. And then when I watched the movie, I was like, wow, it was actually a pretty good movie. Like, I don't think that there was really a dull moment.
Yeah, you know, I tried to read the book a little while ago. You know, everybody's so in love with Stephen King and... As an author, I respect his career a lot, but I've never really gotten into his writing style. So I gave the book a shot, but I was kind of just genuinely confused as the book went along. Even though I'm familiar with the universe and have read like the wiki and stuff like that, I still found the book confusing. So I wasn't one of those diehard book series fans. So I think a lot of those fans were disappointed by this movie, whereas we like the actor.
Yeah.
Gosh, his
name Idris Elba.
Idris Elba. Yeah, we really like Idris Elba.
He's so yummy.
Yeah, I just love.
Sorry.
Is he on your list?
Yes.
Okay.
He's on a list all of his own.
I'm glad it wasn't just another white guy. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matthew
McConaughey.
Yeah, we were like, Matthew McConaughey should have been playing villains this whole time.
Instead
of being in rom-coms, he should have been villains his whole career.
He was cool.
Yeah, we were like, good job,
I can't
buddy.
See him as a villain.
He was great.
I'd like to see that.
He was thoroughly convincing.
You know, I could see him being the villain in The Stand.
Mm-hmm.
So watching the movie, we were like, actually, this is pretty.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
And you know what? Like, I'd say it's been a little while since I've seen like a fun adventure movie that you know because like my fun adventure movies are like The Mummy, right? So it was kind of similar to that kind of feel, right?
It was
just fun to watch.
Yeah,
you know,
it was just fun. It didn't make my list, but I enjoyed it.
What the hell?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Or I'm not.
So many fights. So little.
It's gonna get brutal when you see him next week. He's just gonna be covered.
Kapow.
What's your number seven, Danielle?
I have Thor on number seven, and. Only because, I mean, there was ones that I liked better, so that's why it ended up there.
Okay.
I agree with Sarah's point in that some of the humor I felt was, like, just a little bit too much.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, you can do Jeff Goldblum and have him be natural, be himself, and that's funny, but you can't beat the crap out of, like, the Hulk jokes, like, over and over again, like, Hulk mad, I'm regular Hulk, just hanging out. Like, I thought that was a little too much. I liked Hela, I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
She was great.
Kate Blanchett is so stunning.
Just joined them, like, I think she would have been a cool evil entity, like, sort of like a Loki and her and like a team up, like just add her, but I don't know, but I thought it was good overall. So,
cool.
Yeah.
Sarah Jake?
Yo.
Number 7.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Cool.
Yes. Everything about it was really good. Really don't have any complaints. I decided it needed to go in the top 10, and I didn't feel it was worthy of being in the number... in any of the top 5.
That was my number 6.
Yeah.
So I was close to yeah. that.
And okay. I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. I didn't think it was as good as the first one.
Exactly. And like, that's why it was 7 on mine.
Like, I thought the humor was nailed in the first one. The second one, I was like, okay, this is good. And then they brought up the whole Star-Lord's dad thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my god, what is this? And, like, then you think, like, he's gonna end up being this powerful being.
And it turns out, no.
And then it just fizzles out, and then the whole thing is, like, them just taking him down. So I wish that they
I liked it, and I liked Yondu in this one.
Yeah, Yondu was amazing.
So, and you find out his motives from the first movie, you know, mm-hmm. and why he did the things he did. And it was because he cared about Star-Lord.
Yeah.
And that's just like, aww, saving him. That's
Mary
nice.
Poppins, y'all.
Yes, that was best line ever. Meme.
And then also that whenever his arrow was doing stuff, I was like, wow, go arrow. Like, I'm so excited.
Yeah. I want then, that power.
Did you guys see the pop release where it said Mary Poppins on the outside of the box?
And it's Yondu?
Oh, that's cute. No, I didn't. Yeah.
And I loved Mantis.
Yes.
In this movie. Yeah. Yeah. I loved it. She was so cool.
You are like, hideous. To look at.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are some of the good parts.
Oh, sorry. I was just imagining
being with you physically.
Yeah.
You
are
awesome. Yeah.
Trash panda.
Yeah. I was ready to cry at Yondu's
totally at the end, too.
Oh, I
it's so
it.
Much worse.
Like, when love they all that. Showed up for him at the end. And
yeah.
Then,
yeah.
And then the stars were all, and you're like, oh, God.
Oh, God. I sobbed. Like, I cried.
Ripped out of chest.
Yes.
Yeah.
And stomped on in front of you repeatedly with the arrow.
I was all like, I hope they don't turn the lights on in this theater right now because I'm not crying.
You're crying. I'm not crying.
Jumping again, that was actually my sixth one.
Yeah,
but I thought it was a little bit slower than mm-hmm. the first one.
Yeah.
I would have liked to have seen more build up to the Yondu thing because, like, there's just this quick kind of flash at the end with him remembering Yondu teaching him how to shoot and stuff.
Yeah.
In the first one, we really just saw Yondu get mad at him. He let him get away with things. But I didn't feel much of a connection.
He kept saying, I'm going to eat him.
Yeah.
He was going to eat him, but that was
But then, like, in the second one, I just would have liked a little bit more
mm-hmm.
of that build-up. And I would have liked a little bit more of a build-up to the dad as well.
Mm-hmm.
I am curious to see if Star-Lord's lost any that
power,
part of
yeah.
himself completely. I am curious about that.
Yeah, cool.
But, the only other thing... I enjoyed the movie. Like, we had friends that really hated it, and mm-hmm. I do not feel that way at all. Still mm-hmm. really enjoyed it. I thought it was necessary. There was a lot, because in the first movie, they're thrown together, and then they're friends in, like, a day. Like, they mm-hmm. were, like, how long were they on that ship?
Yeah,
like, we
so
didn't
true.
Really see
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't really see the friendship build. We just mm-hmm. saw all of a sudden that they were
you
rescuing each other.
You see
them
being more real, too. Like,
yeah.
you see, mm-hmm. like, them fighting with Rocket a little bit.
Yeah.
yeah.
Like, then by the end they do that Groot scene where he's a teenager and he's being kind of a
that's so cute.
That was
and then the
cute.
Play between Star Lord and
Gamora.
Gamora, okay, I can remember for some
yeah.
time.
Well, even,
but yeah,
like even just elaborating on Nebula's character, right?
Yeah.
Why she hates
was, like,
Gamora
totally,
so much?
Yeah,
and you're like, holy shit! Of course she hates Nebula.
Oh yeah.
Like, sorry, Gamora. Like, jeez,
those are some intense. Like, you're like, what?
Yeah,
but then Nebula starts
that,
to come around,
yeah.
and you see her going, "Okay, I still think you're all idiots, but I'm in."
Yeah, mm-hmm. that actually was more of a build-up to me than Yondu and Star-Lord and Star-Lord and his father.
Yeah.
That whole, because we saw that from
mm-hmm.
the beginning. And,
yeah.
And we, you know, so that was really good.
I think the sub-characters shone more in that than Star-Lord did.
Yeah.
And stuff,
mm-hmm.
like the main stuff.
Mm-hmm. But the other nice thing about that movie was that you got to explore your characters a little bit more
mm-hmm.
than, you know, where the first movie was great, but you didn't really get to know that much about
mm-hmm.
them, right? Where
yeah.
one, it was...
it was a nice exploration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So now we got to know more, and now we can move forward.
Yeah, it even almost would have been nice to have something a little bit slower like that for the Avengers, right?
Yeah.
Because the Avengers stuff happens so fast. Like, Tony and Pepper are together, then they're not together.
Yeah.
You know, Thor's with Jane, then he's not with Jane. You're just like, what happened?
Thank God he's not with Jane anymore. Can I just say that?
I'm not a fan of Natalie Portman in these movies.
No.
In Thor, I don't know what they did to her character. It was just weird. So, you know, but it's just weird that, like, they're, like, they're together, they're not together, they're together. They just casually mention it in the movies, and you're like, what?
Yeah. Well, that's okay, you know. At least they got to move on.
I just think she's not cool enough for Thor.
Nope.
Kat Dennings should have been with Thor.
Sorry, wait, how did we even get on the subject? We were on Guardians of the Galaxy,
and then we switched over to... do what we want.
That's fine.
It's like I blacked out, and then I came to, just for
All right.
We fly around the whole universe.
I'm going to give you my number seven, and then that's pretty much going to be it for part one of this.
Okay.
Because we're running low on time. My number seven, pretty much the same reason why you didn't put Guardians in your top five. I didn't think it was top five worthy, but it was enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
Spider-Man Homecoming.
Oh, okay.
We've talked about this before. I went into it not expecting much because I was a big fan of Andrew Garfield.
Mm-hmm.
I was wrong. I was entertaining. Michael Keaton as the Vulture was probably the second best Marvel villain after Loki.
Michael Keaton's my jam anytime.
Yep, yep.
She's in love with him.
A little bit.
You don't miss anyone?
Keaton's good. I'm glad to see him again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've missed that guy.
And Tom Holland was okay, too. I'll give the kid props.
I was very happy to see him in this, and I think he makes a very good Spider-Man.
You know what? I just watched a YouTube video on that guy. Tom Holland.
Yeah.
He is more Spider-Man than any of the other guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he does parkour.
Yeah.
He is super fit.
Yeah.
Not to mention.
Damn it.
Yeah.
He fires webs out of his wrist in real life.
Right, like, and for...
You really did get bitten by the spider.
No, like the smart ass.
I'm sorry.
Casting video.
I know, I liked it.
He, he did, like, all his parkour stuff to show that he could be Spider-Man.
And I was like, cool.
You know what? You know what? This guy's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I like
what
that.
What I like about him is that we've got a lot of time with him. I'm interested to see what happens, but I am also very tired of high school.
Yeah,
me too.
But like we said before, you got to have a younger hero for the younger crowd.
Because we're running low on time on this first part, we'll have to come back to Water Raven Manor for part two. And by coming back, we'll just sit here and hit stop and then hit record again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello, ruin the magic.
There's magic.
You can't ruin magic.
That's right, magic.
Magic just flows from us.
All right, so
like pheromones.
Hopefully,
like the force.
Hopefully you liked our views on movies.
Oh, so far.
Jesus.
Stick around for the rest on part two. Excelsior.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.